Hi everyone, we're here today with two members of the Social Justice J-Term Trip.
Hey, I'm Lily.
And I'm Taylor.
And me and my fellow interviewees,
Jasper Rude
and Rafe.
And I'm Kai. And we're going to talk about the CARE Conference and their experiences so far during J-Term. So, can you just give a brief rundown on what the CARE Conference is?
So the CARE Conference is where we have 27 speakers talking of either color or Latina or white, whatever, and they tell us about different topics, whether it's racial injustice or feminism or social justice itself. So it's just a bunch of people coming to talk about their experiences, basically.
Yeah, and what do you guys, like, what's the goal? What do you hope Mount Vernon students take away from the conference?
We hope that people understand that just because it might not be their lived experience doesn't mean it's not someone else's lived experience, and that there are things that go on in our world that we don't always know about, and we hope to bring awareness to those and educate people about it and hopefully motivate people to create change.
Can you give us a small definition of social justice?
I'd say social justice is working towards righting social wrongs that have happened in a world. So it's fighting to
create
fighting,
equality.
Yeah, and it's fighting against oppression and it's lifting up the voices of those who have been oppressed.
So as a school of mostly white people, what do you think, like, some of the specific problems unique to our school are?
Well, I would say racism is a white person's problem. I would say that first, because it comes from white people. And so because it's a mostly white school, it's good to be aware of that, and also everybody, no matter what race you are, carries around implicit biases in their head, that it's an unconscious thing, and not everybody knows about it, and so it's really good when, especially people who are white, learn about that so that they can learn to combat that.
Another thing we're hoping is to teach the people here who are white that they might not understand it or they might not acknowledge it, but racism does happen at our school in ways that, with racial slurs that are said, or even ways that people don't really acknowledge as racism. What we kind of learned is it's about race if the person thinks it's about race.
A person of color thinks it's about race.
So if it's just something important that our school needs to be taught.
So this is a lot of guests. What was kind of the process like of getting a hold of all of them?
It was
stressful
and busy, definitely. We've definitely been really busy these past few days. Whether it was talking to the interviewers, having people come and tell us what they were going to talk about.
And also, Mrs. Erickson did most of the contacting and Tenley. Prior to J-Term, so that people could, like, mark it on their calendars months in advance. And she's been working on this since at least, like, contacting presenters since at least, like, the end of last school year.
Did you guys go on any trips?
We went into Cedar Rapids, all of us, over by the bus station, and kind of spread out, and we talked to strangers, getting to know our neighbors is what it's called, and we asked strangers personal questions about themselves that they were willing to answer, and there will be a slideshow that was presented that will show, like, the people and who we talked to and what their answers to the questions were.
It was kind of based off of the Humans of New York project, but Humans of Cedar Rapids.
So what was, well, you did that, so what was your favorite and, like, just most interesting answer you got from someone you asked a personal question to?
I talked to two people who had recently moved from Africa, And so we asked them what their hardest struggle was, and they said learning English and being able to fit in Cedar Rapids, which I thought was really interesting because they spoke perfect Swahili. So they were trying to learn English and trying to be able to get citizenship to work.
I talked to one lady who said, we asked her what her greatest fear in life was, and she said not being able to help enough, or like not being able to create change, not being able to do her part to help people.
So we missed one day of J term this Wednesday. What was the plan for that day? What did you guys miss out on?
We missed out on, that was going to be the day we were going to do the prison reentry simulation. And so we missed out on that. And I did the one, so I participated in the one we did last, excuse me, sorry.
The one we did last year.
Last year. And I was kind of excited to be on the other side and see what that's like, and then have other people in the class experience it, because I knew it was something that was eye-opening for me. So.
And then we also missed some planning, so that really pushed our schedule forward, including today, only not having the whole day. It really pushed
our
schedule.
Yeah.
So, going back to the CARE conference, what speakers are you personally looking forward to hearing from?
Well, this year we have a lot of student voices and student panels, and I'm really excited to hear from them. We have two student panels of students who are coming from a high school in Chicago, where the student population is 100% Black. I think it'll be great to hear their experiences. And then we also have
Latinx.
We have three other
students. Have South Tama, Chicago, and the Latinx group.
No, Lenmar?
Yeah.
Okay, so South Tama is bringing a Latinx student panel and a Native American student panel to talk about their experiences with that part of their identity and how it fits into the culture at their school. And then there's also a group, the Lenmar Roots Honor Program. There's a bunch of high school students who are coming to speak about implicit bias in education in the media.
What does Latinx mean?
Latinx, it's kind of a gender neutral term. When it used to be like Latino or Latina, but it's more of
it's a term anyone could use. It could refer to any person of Latin identity.
But Latinx would be like Hispanic falls under Latinx. It's more of a broader term, so it can include other people from other countries. It's usually like Central America, sometimes some countries in South America, Mexico, Spain.
And just overall, what was the most interesting thing you think you've learned so far from your social justice J term?
Well, we read a chapter of a book called White Rage about how the South tried to prevent Brown v. Board of Education from happening. And basically, the Southern states went as far as to try and repeal the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment from the Constitution. And I think that's the biggest shock, like the most shocking thing I've learned. And then also that implicit bias plays into a lot of areas in education, and a lot of staff and administrators at various schools let their implicit bias dictate how they treat students. Also that a disproportionate amount of students of color are suspended or expelled compared to white students doing the same thing.
I think the biggest thing that opened my eyes was we went and saw the movie Just Mercy, which is about a African-American, it's a true story, yeah, of an African-American lawyer who moves down to Alabama to work on getting African-Americans off of the death penalty.
Death row, yeah.
And that really opened my eyes because it showed us, like, one specific case along with another guy that he worked with who ended up, he ended up having to watch him get electrocuted, and it really just opened your eyes on how different people are treated. Like, this is a case about a guy. There is no evidence against him except one dude's word, and they believe him and automatically put him on death row before his trial. Like, it shows the how unequal it is for a white person in jail versus a person of color. And that really opened my eyes on how crazy the justice system really is.
And that's, Just Mercy is based off of the book Just Mercy by Bryan Stevenson, and it's all of his experiences working with death row inmates who were actually innocent, but were found guilty by a jury because of the color of their skin.
So, in the J-term class, what did you kind of do from day to day?
In the beginning, it was more or less learning about biases and how unequal it was and the difference between it. And then
the different systems and policies and laws that have been put in place to purposely keep people of color down.
From history until now. And then as we got closer to now, it was more or less doing the planning for the CARE conference. Mm-hmm. It was talking to presenters who came and talked to us. It was sending out the email that people had to sign up for to see what sessions they were doing. It was assigning people to sessions. So it started out more or less as learning and became more of us doing the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
What presenters came and talked to you?
We had two people from UNI's Multicultural Center. One of them was, their names were Darius and
Yana.
Sorry. And they talked a lot about implicit bias and how it feeds into our modern world and the different ways that we've purposely put people of color down.
They answered simple questions as of, like, white people using quote-unquote black people hair, like braids or whatever, and what that's really about and why people actually do get upset about that and their opinions on stuff like that, like simple things that people can really find racist or rude.
So is there anything else you guys would like to talk about?
We had more presenters too who came to talk to us. We also had someone who had to drop out of the CARE conference because they were asked to ask a bunch of questions at a Democratic presidential town hall type thing. So instead of presenting on Monday, she came and talked to us about her experiences. She was a high school pushout. And I use push out instead of drop out because they refused to let her come back. Because she got pregnant as a teenager. And when she came back after she had a child, they said, no, you can't come back. You won't do well. So no, don't come back. And then she also pushes for black maternal rights because of implicit biases in the medical world. There's this belief that black women are tougher than white women, and so their complaints aren't taken as seriously when they're giving birth. And she told us about how she ended up having to go into a medically induced coma after she gave birth because
she was
of complications.
Yeah.
And then the next time she started bleeding out, and they told her they refused to listen to her basically until her mother had to call come down and tell them, because she was at a learning hospital, so she dealt with residents, and they weren't taking her seriously, and she had to that was from Sophia Mahaffey.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things to talk about.
If people are considering doing this J term next year, is there anything they should know?
So next year will be the social justice trip like there was last year South and to Tennessee and Alabama.
Yes, so I went on that trip last year, and I would recommend it to anyone because it's a real eye-opener, and you learn about things that parts of history that should be in our textbooks but aren't because we've whitewashed our history. To make it more comfortable, because we don't acknowledge that for many, 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 many years, we basically committed genocide through racial terror, lynchings, and stuff like that. And that's stuff you learn about when you go on the trip. And I'd say the trip is an amazing experience. And anyone who can do it, wants to do it, should do it. We toured the South and stopped at a bunch of civil rights landmarks, and then other parts of history within the use of fear to keep people down. We went to a bunch of museums and places. We went to, I think we went to Tennessee. We went to the Mississippi Delta area. We went to Montgomery, Birmingham, and Selma, Alabama. We went down to New Orleans, which... I know people probably think, oh, what does New Orleans have to do with it? It was a huge, huge port where people bought and sold other people into enslavement.
And also for the trip, something that's pretty cool about it is there are scholarships that can be offered if you can't afford the whole thing by yourself to talk to Erickson about it. But it's different than just sitting in a classroom and learning about what you could be
you're
doing.
Kind of like
you're actually
faced
like
with the actual, like, we went down to the National Memorial for Peace and Justice last time, and that was like
it's just a really emotional trip that I think a lot of people should go on because
I think in order
not
to
only is it fun, but it's important.
Yeah. In order to understand, you have to like face the full picture and truth. That's what you do when you go on the trip. So.